Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, Ricardo.
Good morning, Philip.
Good to see you.
Where are you staying?
Where am I staying? Mm-hmm. Is this a trick question?
It's from the gospel today.
Ah, all right.
These two disciples asked Jesus, where are you staying? Isn't that a funny question?
It is. This is an odd question. Where are you staying?
You stay at the rectory, right?
I do.
Me too.
Yes, I stay at the rectory at one of my parishes.
The advantages and disadvantages of living in a rectory.
Oh, yes.
For me, it's very good because I like to do things till the last possible minute. And then I can do things before things, going to the office or before going to Mass, God forgive me. But disadvantages, there are many also. People know where to find you. But what an interesting question, where are you staying? And probably there is a lot of history or probably a lot of cultural context behind this that would be interesting to explore. Anyway, here we are, Two Guys and a Gospel. I don't think we've introduced ourselves in a long time. So the one speaking is Father Ricardo Martin. I'm the pastor of Sacred Heart Parish in Racine, Wisconsin, and also the Vice Chancellor here in the Archdiocese.
And I'm Father Philip Ogacki. I'm the pastor at Christ King Parish and St. Bernard Parish. Both of those are in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Even though we are reading from Mark's Gospel, this cycle, the second Sunday in Ordinary Time is always the reading comes from John's Gospel. And we call it the second Sunday in Ordinary Time because the baptism of the Lord works both as the end of Christmas and the first Sunday in Ordinary Time. So that's the explanation why we are reading from John's Gospel today. You will be reading chapter 1, verses 35 to 42.
John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. So first of all three of these readings are spectacular for this Sunday. We're talking about the gospel today, but great reading. 1 Samuel is a first reading, 1 Corinthians, kind of a reflection on the body of Christ here. But here from the Gospel of John, as we enter ordinary time, should we just say a word about ordinary time, by the way, first?
Sure, just to remember that it means ordinary in the sense of ordo in Latin, which means that it's ordered. There is a number for each Sunday. They come one after the other. Nothing to do with ordinary the way that you think. Mm-hmm. I say ordinary things sometimes.
And it's a brief stretch of this until February 17th. That's Ash Wednesday this particular year. So we've got 5 Sundays of ordinary time, then Lent, Easter, and then that big stretch in summer. So it's interrupted a little bit. Beautiful gospel. I love this.
We've read it a million times and you still read it. The most shocking for our people, I suppose, will be that this is not the way the call of the disciples is explained in the synoptic tradition. Peter is not the first, he's the second. Mm-hmm. Behold the Lamb of God, also very interesting. That's something we say at Mass. How could John the Baptist say this? What about John the Baptist? If John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin, according to tradition, then there seems to be something going on here. It's a fascinating gospel.
It really is. Who is the first one called? So it's not Peter, Andrew. Yeah, his brother, which is, I don't know, a very touching detail about kind of the call of the first disciples, that prominence that Peter ultimately has. But it's Andrew who's the first one called, and he's the one who says to his brother, come and follow me. And what I love about that is, so November 30th, I think, is the Feast of St. Andrew. But we just remember kind of his evangelical spirit, you know, his meeting of the Lord and immediately calling a family member to say, hey, come and see. I don't know all the details, but come and see this Jesus.
Many, many things to say. This bringing someone to Jesus, that describes what we as priests are supposed to do. But guess what? What everybody should be supposed to do, lay or clergy alike, to bring people to Jesus, no? And to the values of Jesus.
Come and you will see. I love that answer as well. Come and see. And that's also the call for us as we evangelize. Come and see, or those who are curious, come and see what the Lord Jesus, what that life looks like.
And as we look at our communities, our parishes and our communities, what would people see? I think we've discussed this before. Would they come to our place, somebody that would come to our place for the first time? Would they be seeing vibrancy and respect among members? Sometimes we do not show that. If people come and see, they may see something else.
Exactly, right.
And also the first reading that you mentioned from Samuel.
First Samuel. Yeah.
And the call of Eli and Samuel. And I think it helps us to make the connection here with this following that is described in today's gospel. One thing that is in John's gospel and not in the other gospels, that the disciples of Jesus were clearly here disciples of John the Baptist first. Mm-hmm. And there is this idea of following. I think the whole idea of mentoring or having a mentor, that's something that may not be very popular these days. No, we tend to emphasize self-learning, and I can teach myself watching videos on YouTube the whole day, you know? Mm-hmm. And here there is this idea of following someone that is very clear in today's gospel. Maybe that's something to reflect about as well.
Yeah, relationships. That's in the second reading as well. It's Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, and it's one of the many times he'll make reference to the body of Christ, mm-hmm. and as it relates to, in particular, morality here as well. But again, it's the relationships that's just really fundamental to following Jesus Christ. This is not a solitary endeavor to try and reach the divine.
We have found the Messiah, and then it says, which is translated Christ, and in English would be the Anointed One. Messiah in Hebrew, Christ in Greek, the Anointed One in English. So then the words Messiah and Christ make more sense when they tell you what they actually mean in English. Anointed One, like each and every one of us through baptism. So again, another interesting part of this gospel as well.
Yeah. I want to let this sink in for a few days still, and there's just it just communicated here in the early days of Jesus's ministry, this call to evangelization for us today. It's in all three of the readings, and just so strong here and so beautiful when that happens.
The other day I was preaching, and I did something that I think we are supposed not to do, which is to explain how we built a homily. And I said that the gospel sometimes offers hooks from where you can hang a homily. And,
right.
And this gospel has plenty.
Exactly.
All these sentences and all these statements and the questions and the leaving John the Baptist to go to Jesus, John recognizing Jesus right away and calling him the Lamb of God. He doesn't call him the Messiah. He calls him the Lamb of God, which is the Lamb of the sacrifice. So John was able to see very clearly who John was all about.
Yeah, and not only for preaching, but for prayer, personal prayer for all of us.
Lots of hooks there.
Exactly. What about you?
I think, where are you staying?
Right.
I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm fascinated by the mystery of that question.
Yeah.
What are you all about? I think that's what it means, no? What are you up to?
Right. Well, why don't you think about that for the rest of the day, and we'll wrap it up here.
It will keep me busy and will make life easier for those around me.
All right. Well, good. How about next week we'll get together and look ahead?
See you there.
Take care.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.